Aleluya. Yesu yibazibwa bana bakatonda. Okurikeyo mukanyomero ketuvuddemu.
Welcome back from the session we've come from.
Asubire okoreddwa bulungi.
Let me hope you've been done very well.
Okusinza oku n'okutendereza.
Doing it out there.
Omanyi tuyinza okuba tusiimiddwa naye nga gwe tebakusiimye.
We may have been pleased and have not gotten pleased of you.
Kale n'omaliriza ngera towulira bulungi.
Then you finish and you don't feel well.
Kubanga buli lw'owaayo saddaaka naye tasiimibwa.
If you give a sacrifice and not pleased.
Owulira ennogo n'obujja.
You feel jealousy and envy.
Era ekyenyicho kikyuka ebbala.
And even your forehead changes.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus much.
N'ofuuka kaini.
And you become kind.
Sitani nakuyingira.
Satan enters you.
Ne mutandika okukola ebikolobero wamu naye.
You need to do evils with him.
Naye kanka kasinga tewali kufa n'omu akozebwa ati.
None of us has done like that.
Kubanga ennaku zino ku Sunday service eyokubiri.
This day in the second Sunday service.
Tubeerayo nga tusoma okulaba amateeka agafuga abasinza n'abatendereza b'amazima.
The laws who govern the true worshippers and the praises of God. And they are led by the brethren's musicians, by the Spirit of God. Now we want to be moving on. You can greet of your brethren. I will not speak to you what to tell them. You too, you've gotten enough light to have the light you can light into them. Maybe tell the new person you're nearing to that we love them much. And that new person have something to tell them. Tell them put their phone in silent mode. And if they are recording, they can put in the flight mode. Tell them we are not like the Chibwetere. Those killed people when they have switched off their phones.
So,
now don't switch your phone, but put in the flight silent mode. That you can find on your missed calls. Or if you want to record, you can put it in the flight mode.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and a Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God. We base in this ministry a new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory. And we want to move on reach unto you the call of God on the nation Uganda as it was released in AD.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to be on to reach unto you the call of God on the nation Uganda as it was marked in prophecies released in AD. And we still look into the Asturian vision on this nation of Uganda, which was written in the New Vision newspaper in the 1992. It was the November in the 14th and on the Saturday through the prophet Wilhelm Wetzel and Emil Klein. Praise Jesus much. In that vision we held four pillars. We build up that vision. We still move on to see the second pillar. Why the man meant to head God's final work. Final work on the planet Earth. Just to be the prophet Elijah.
Moses. Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we saw very many reasons. Until our general reason. Why that man is to be the prophet Elijah.
Moses. Yes,
praise Jesus much. Which gave us prophet Elisha. Of the double portion.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now in our sixth point. In our general reason. poison.
It's
where we see anointing of double portion.
Of
the Holy Spirit in the fullness. They are the seven spirits of God. And they have been doubled. And they flow in God's final work on planet Earth. Basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. The way you pass through be fueled anointing of double portion.
So, chino,
now in this time
tulaba,
we move on and we see the way anointing of double portion
of
the Holy Spirit in the fullness.
They
are the seven spirits of God and they have been doubled. How they work as the word of God is.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It is to say to taking off the seventh seal of the seven spirits. Of the seven spirits of God, from the word of God, because you be filled with the Holy Spirit, they are the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled, and be filled with the light of the word of God, together with feeling the knowledge of God, and His glory. Praise Jesus, man. Even though we have to see all seven seals, and they are the seven spirits of God, how they work in double portion, as the word of God is. We decided to begin to see the Spirit of the Lord.
And
we still move on with Him. And we see the way the Spirit of the Lord works in the double portion, as the word of God is.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. And because He has a double portion,
we
first got out to see the way the Spirit of the Lord works in single portion, as the word of God is.
And
there we saw 5 points. Most understood the way. God the Father began with God the Word. We know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Spirit,
we
know as Spirit of the Lord,
what
the Spirit of the Lord, and where they began. And we last heard and
say
the image and their likeness right on their thrones. Praise Jesus.
But
because they began,
and
they after created heaven and earth,
it's
not possible to be the same heaven and earth in creating the heaven and earth. So they must have been above the heavens. We move to the double portion of the Spirit of the Lord. And we see the way the Spirit of the Lord works in double portion, as the word of God is.
Took
us see what's above the heaven, where we got a good introduction on the seventh seal of the Spirit of the Lord, which is in the word of God. When we move to open it, the scriptures, we know what's above the heaven. Praise Jesus much. Now we move to above the heavens, and we began to see above the heavens in the beginning and the end, and that is God the Father.
It
began with God the Word, the Lord Jesus, and God the Spirit,
whom
we know as Spirit of the Lord, right above the heavens. Praise Jesus much. Now when we finished that, and we wanted to see, praise Jesus much, how does above the heavens look like, and what is up there.
For
that is the beginning and the end. It's God the Father. Began with God the Word, the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.
So there are
new heavens and the new earth, the new heavens and the new earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Above heaven is not an empty space,
but
there are new heavens and the new earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now when we finished,
it
said beyond above the heavens, What is there? And there we found the everlasting and God the Father.
We began
with God the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the God the Spirit,
whom
we know as Spirit of the Lord, or the Spirit of God.
Now,
beyond above the heavens, we move to everlasting and the everlasting. And it's God Himself. Praise Jesus.
So,
now, when we finish those issues, we looked so how we were above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We looked most to Psalms
19,
verse 1
to 5.
The Bible tells us that God, you were our dwelling place.
Before
mountains were brought forth,
not
made the earth and things in
it.
We saw how we were above the heavens. And we discovered in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. And to 5, choose us there within Him to be for Him children, and we shall get back. Praise Jesus much. We ended
look
to the way all creation in heaven and earth, how we were with them above the heavens, and we are called children of God, and we were gods. Praise Jesus much.
So
those we looked saw them, because when
you
look most Psalms 82 in the verse 6 5 to 7,
it
said he spoke that all of us, we are children of the Most High, and that we are gods.
So
we didn't differentiate only we human beings, but we moved to research of it. All creations are involved in this. Them too are in the glory of children of God. What we had in Romans 8, starting from verse 17 unto 21.
The
creation, when they finished their work,
moved back
in the glory of children of God. Understood is to be like angels. According to Mark 12, verse 25
unto 27.
Now we saw much in the form of
in
the way we were with them above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
still, as we move on, see the way Spirit of the Lord double portion as the Word of God is, and still reveal us what was and what is above the heavens,
and
what's to be above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We still move on today. We want to see that God the Father,
yes,
praise Jesus
much,
and we see the way creation
we
have gotten from God the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ, after beginning with God the Father and God the Spirit above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to see the way all creations in the heavens and earth, we have gotten from God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, after beginning with God the Father and God the Spirit above the heavens. The head is not long. The way all creations in heavens and the earth, we
are
gotten from God the Word, whom we know as
the
Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, after beginning with God the Father and God the Spirit above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We
have
on to see how we came about to exist. Even
though
a long time has passed,
yes,
praise Jesus much. A long time has passed. Don't know how our spirits began to exist. And the other thing, perhaps they come from the wombs.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
don't know how we began to exist.
As
didn't first know that God is the everlasting, is the beginning and the end, it's above the heavens.
So
we didn't first understand that the way he began with God the Word, the Lord Jesus, together with the Holy Spirit, we did not understand that.
So
if we first understood that, we would have understood how we came in place.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But today God is good. And we've moved to see the way all creations in heaven and earth. We were gotten from God the Word,
whom
we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. After beginning with God the Father and God the Spirit above the heavens. After they began, all us we are gotten from God the Word.
And
that's why I've told you. According to John chapter
3,
before I move to tell you what's there,
man that
is upon Nicodemus, he told the Lord Jesus,
I'm might
go back in my mother's womb, be birthed the second time.
He
knew that perhaps his beginning, humanity begins from the womb. Is it not that? Let's read there, we will hear.
Let's
move on to explain you. The way all creation in heaven and earth
were gotten
from God the Word, the Lord Jesus, after beginning with God the Father and God the Spirit above the heavens. Let's read in the John we see.
Yokane sura ya kusatu nyoli soka.
John chapter 3 from verse
1.
Yokane sura ya kusatu nyoli kusatu.
John 3 verse 3.
Yesu nadamu na mgamba anti. Daladala nkugamba anti. Umwana, umuntu watazali wa mlundi kwa kubiri. Tainza kulaba bwakabaka bwakatonda. Olunyoli okuna. Nikodemo na mgamba anti. Omuntu ayinza atyo kuzaalibwa bw'abanga mukadde. Ayinza okuyingira mu lubuto lwa nnyina omulundi ogw'okubiri n'azaalibwa.
Owulidde ekigambo we kyajja.
You heard how the word came.
Nicodemus.
Nicodemus.
Ye yali mu ndowooza ye.
He had thoughts.
Ngamanyo bamugamba ozaalibwa omulundi ogw'okubiri.
Tell him to get born again.
Ngamanyo omuntu atandikira mu lubuto. Thought
humanity begins from the womb.
Era nga bw'oba wakumuzaala gw'akubiri.
If you to birth them the second time.
Kimugwanira okuddayo mu lubuto akomewo.
Let them go back in the womb to come out.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Think
how many know where we began from. Under the sun. Because this is God's work. The final on planet earth.
In Uganda,
Pearl of Africa.
And
given us anointing of double portion. Which can explain
the
great things of God. Of God's work.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Nicodemus.
Asked, how can one be born again when they are old? And they go back in their mother's womb and they get born again.
You
dwell the beginning of humanity. It's right from the womb.
But
beyond that, brethren,
we
are far beyond there.
Our
beginning is above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's repeat that verse.
Yokane sura ya kusatu rinyolo kusatu.
John 3 in verse 3.
Yesu nadamu na mgamba anti. Daladala nkugamba anti. Omuntu watazali wa mundi wakubiri. Tainza kulaba wakabaka wakatonda. Rinyolo kuna. Nikodemo na mgamba anti. Omuntu ainza atia. Okuzali babu wabanga mukadde. Ainzo kuingira mulubuto lwa nnyina omulundi ogw'okubiri n'azaalibwa.
You've heard
what he told him.
He
said, me, I know. When we get birthed, we come from the womb of our mothers. That's the beginning.
You
tell me, get born again.
I go back
in the womb of my mother. And they birth me. According to the years he has. How possible an old man. But remember, most of us, although we never knew our beginning, they can ask
you,
when did you come to exist? And how do you answer there? Okay, born again. The other is the Father, our God. Even our home is heaven. How did we begin? Begin to exist. People try to indicate the origin of the world. Our origin of our spirits. How did we begin? Now you are in the real history. Concerning all creations. In the Creator.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Nicodemus,
Nicodemus wondered. Yet he had forgotten. Gordon explaining, he says, I knew you before you were in the wombs. Lord, speak of what? Go back in the womb, get born again. Before you were in the womb, me, I first understood you long back. Why
he
tells us in Jeremiah 1, verse 3 and 4, he says this.
Jeremiah 1 verse 4. He explained, he said, before we came in the bombs, he knew us.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Before
we are put in the womb,
yatumanya.
He knew us. He thought of us or we were there. Read that scripture. God thought of me and saw me. According to the heaven you've just finished, it shows we were above the heavens.
And
that's where he chose us from.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now it means what?
You
want to see how we came to exist.
That's
all creation in heaven and earth. Our spirits. Even different bodies. How did we begin to come to
meet?
God began beginning and the end above the heavens. Began with his word, the Lord Jesus, together with his Holy Spirit. We have gotten those
people.
But what about we? How did we come to exist?
Yes, he was
praise me. Jesus. Our Lord Jesus told Nicodemus,
I've
told you worldly things you will not understand them. How I tell you heavenly things you will understand them.
Verse 9
in the John 3.
John 3
verse 9.
Nicodemus n'addamu n'amugamba nti ebyo biyinza bityo okubaawo. Olwekumi, Yesu n'addamu n'amugamba nti gwe omuyigiriza wa Isirayiri totegeera ebyo.
Nti gwe omuyigiriza wa Isirayiri,
teacher of Israel,
naye ebyo tobimanyi.
You don't know of that.
Akati waliwo ekiriwaabo Luganda.
Something is there, brethren.
Olekedde okulaba engeri gye twata obutonde bunamugune ku nsi gye bwatandika okubeera.
Head on to see how all creation in heaven and earth.
Naye tolowooza nti bano abayigirizwa abaliwo ab'emirembe gino.
Don't you think teachers who are present this generation,
basobola okumanya ebyo.
They were able to know those.
Manya mbagamba twewaana.
No, others say we praise ourselves.
No, si kwewaana kati obimanyi.
But you know them. Teachers we have,
so
they go to the parts and hearts. And they had we are children of God.
Others
have a mindset say, perhaps we don't begin from here. Our spirits go back to its giver. How did they begin to exist? That's what we know above the heavens. Move on in John, we hear.
Yokane sura ya kusatu, olunyiriri olwe kumi na olumu.
John 3 verse 11.
Daladala nkugamba anti, tuogera chetumanyi, tutegeza chetualava. Sote mukiriza kutegeza kwa fi.
Omanye chizibu katike mbina saide.
No problem you have now with that side. Things we speak of came from John of heaven. Moved in the Bible.
Bible
and you see how things happen. Reaching above the heavens. After
that,
seen God the beginning and the end. Who makes the everlasting. And to know how he began.
With
his word, the Lord Jesus. And the Holy Spirit. The question was asked the Holy Spirit. Through me. Now how did we come to exist? Because we've seen you began yourself, but we, you got us from where? All creation in heaven and earth, you got us from where? Now what speak of is what was seen
in
that which is physical.
Now
if you contend against it, tell us, how did we come to exist? God's anointed us this nation. Which anointing I've never seen. It's never been thought of even.
Did you
know it will work to what extent? No, Apostle John Molinde. One
of the
visions we shall see next.
Say, I don't know.
To what breadth?
Those
of the world.
It's
going to be to what extent?
He failed
to understand to what extent.
Yes, you was
raised Jesus.
That
wrote about 1995.
It was
is going to be a outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Didn't
understand which measure.
You can't thought about. You can't imagine.
To solve the chief mitiriza. I'm going to open doors of the world. That's why I don't know to what extent.
But
that's what we are on today. But still, don't be surprised. If you move out there, ask people how do we begin to exist.
Or
teachers of this generation, those who got the
house,
some have twisted things, others have subtracted and added in them in the word of God, in the work with Lucifer, Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Let's
move on here in John.
Yokana esula eyokusatu. Olinyolwe kumenebili.
John 3 and the verse 12.
Bwembabuli devyensi ne mutakiriza. Mulikiriza mutyabwe nababuli devyo mugulu.
The problem which was.
Omanyika devyo kunsikuno.
Things of this world.
Bitula ganti omugenza agenda.
Be sure that the dead is gone.
Yes, you was
good. Praise Jesus.
Echizibu.
The problem.
Agenda tadda murubuto kuba simuyava.
Go back to the womb, but they didn't begin there. That is of the world.
Sibwechidi.
Is it not that?
Omundo no singa abatandikira
murubuto. But if they begin from the womb,
yandi badadda murubuto.
They would have gotten back to the womb.
Sibweguli.
Is it not that?
Ne tumuyito omugenza agenda.
Call them the late who is gone.
Ubira twagala okwebuza.
Waliwo
gwe tusigaza.
This the one we remain with.
Gwe mubiri.
It's the body.
Ne tufunako na agenda.
We get even the one going.
Agenda oyo.
The one who goes.
Yatandikira wa.
Began from where?
Ubanga gwe tusigaza yatandikira mu rubuto.
One who retained began from the womb.
Gwe mubiri.
That's the body.
Naye ata agenda yatandikira
wa. One going began from where?
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Answers
to answer the entire world.
It is
and amazing answers. Read Jeremiah 22. This verse 10. We are still introducing. And we head on to see the way we came to exist. And we've gotten from God the word. Beginning with God the Father and with the Holy Spirit above the heavens.
He'll
introduce and have a way we enlighten you.
See,
your life, look it through beyond this body and beyond the womb of your mother.
And
beyond the womb of the animals, birds, and
that
where both creation came from. Read Jeremiah we hear. Jeremiah 22:10.
Temukabira mazigo yafa. Sote mumukungu bagira. Naye mumukabire nyonyini amazigo yagenda. Kubanga tachadda nate sota lirabansi yewawe.
Now you see problem which is. Don't cry for the one dying. And don't weep for them. Weep bitterly for the one going. We always call them the late. Have the one dying the body begins from the womb to manifest.
But
one going whom they just brought in the womb. That one. What we ask, where is its beginning? How did they come to exist? God began and it's the beginning and it's the everlasting.
But creation,
heaven and earth, how did he put them in place? Speak most of their spirits.
So
don't cry for the one dying. And no weep for them.
Weep
bitterly for the one going. In this time, speak of the one going.
In
all creations, the one going. The spirit of the creation. The spirits of creation. Where is their beginning?
But
don't go back from the womb, for they didn't come from there. They go.
The
First Timothy 6:7
speaks
that when we came we brought nothing. Let's read there we hear. We who came from where?
And
how did we begin to exist?
First Timothy 6:7 Kubanga tetwaleta kintu munsi. Kubanga tetuyinza kujja mu kintu.
Nti bwe twajja ku nsi
kuno. Came on this world.
Tetwaleta kintu na kimu.
Brought nothing.
Sori tulijjamu ne
kimu. We shall move out with nothing.
Twavawa.
We came from where?
Era tutandika.
How did we begin to exist?
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Omanye kutonde bujje emyoja abo jijja.
Creation and their spirits come.
Era nafe bwe tutwe tuli.
We too are like that we come. But where do we come from? How do we begin to exist? It takes us above the heavens.
Showed
us in the topics we finished. We were there before heavens and the earth existed. Above the heavens. How did we come to exist? First Timothy 6:7
says,
in the verse 7, we bring nothing and we go back with nothing.
Now, the one who
doesn't come, the spirit we call the one who goes.
In Jeremiah 22:10
Bible says, don't cry for the one dying. And don't weep for them. Weep bitterly for the one going.
Not
going back to their home country. The one going. The one going is the one who came. It's the spirit.
But
that one came from where?
And
how did he begin to exist? Philippians 3:20 says,
because
our citizenship is in heaven, we came from there. If we came from
there,
how did we begin to exist? No questions and answers. Interesting.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Now,
came from heaven, but how did we begin to exist? Philippians has said this.
Philippians 3:20 Kubanga fe ewafe muguru. Era jetulindiri omulokozi okuvaayo.
Yes, you must win.
Praise Jesus much.
Ewafe chitufu.
Truly.
Let me say which soka.
First Timothy 6:7 has said, we brought nothing on this world. We shall go back with nothing. As with the spirits. Given different bodies on the world. Perhaps even in the entire heavens. Philippians 3:20 said that our home is in heaven.
Even
though heaven is our home. How did we come to exist? And where did we begin from?
Answer to us also could
we first answered the answer. We began from above the heavens. How did we begin and become to exist? After beginning of God. It's what we head on to see. I don't know whether it's still on track. Who said that I'm lost? Questions are asked and the answers are given.
Yes,
praise Jesus. According
to
Ecclesiastes 12:6-7 the body is destroyed, spirit goes back to its giver. He gave it how?
He
gets it from where to give it.
Okay,
let's read Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 12 from verse
6.
The spirit, God's God gave it. He got it from where? And how? Do you think they speak of only our spirits? Even of all other creations? Gives them, they come from him. But how did they come to exist?
First,
we are told we began in above the heavens. How did we begin to exist? Because back to its giver. Let's repeat this verse. Ecclesiastes 12:7.
Enfufuneda mutaka nga bwe yali. Omoyo ne gudde eri Katonda yagugaba.
Ngomanyi omubiri bagukola mu nfufu.
The body was made from dust.
Woguda mutaka.
It goes back to the ground.
Naye ate guno omoyo.
This spirit.
Yagudde eri oli yagugaba.
Goes back to its giver.
Eyatuwa.
The one who gave us.
Omanyi anyumira nnyo.
You know I enjoy him.
Bamwogera ko nga life giving spirit.
Spoken of him as the life. Omoyo guwa bulamu. This is the one who gives it.
And
tell us from his fullness we were given. You know, this is very interesting.
It's
going to be very hard and it's going to be very easy.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus. Indeed, Ecclesiastes
12:6-7.
Just the body goes to the ground.
If
it goes back to its giver. But still, according to 1 Corinthians 15.
He
said, this is the one who gives them.
He
gets from his fullness. But when did they begin? Corinthians
15.
Verse 45.
Bakolinse chisoke sura ya 15 olunyo lwana mwetano.
First Corinthians 15:45.
Erabo ekityo kyawandikibwa nti omuntu owoluberebere Adamu yafuka mukwa mulamu. Adamu oluvanyuma yafuka omwoyo oguleta obulamu.
Omwoyo oguwa obulamu.
Life giving spirit.
Omanyitwina Adamu asoka.
No, we have the first Adam. We know well who was in Eden.
Ayitwina Adamu okubiri
mukama wafe. We have the second Adam, the Lord Jesus.
Life-giving spirit.
Spoken of as omoyo guwa bulamu.
We gamba ya tugabire
myo. The one who gives us spirits.
Na yetu hata biata andikira wa.
But they began from where?
Kubango kusoka byonna.
For first of all.
Egune este binao kubawa.
For heaven is the earth existed.
Tuwachi zude ntituwariyo.
Discovered we were there.
Chirike izo bufawa fweno butandika wa fenga atuwe myo jiru.
Origin as he gives us the spirits.
Nga jakubu jovu.
It gets from his fullness.
Chakuriba waguru weku.
It was done above the heavens. Let's repeat that verse.
Bakolinse chisoke sura ya 15 olunyo lwana mwetano.
First Corinthians 15:45.
Era bwekityo kyawandikibwa nti omuntu owoluberebere Adamu yafuka mukamulamu. Adamu owoluvanyuma yafuka omwoyo guwa obulamu.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Omuntu owoluberebere,
the first man, Adam. Became a living soul. The body he got is that. Yet the second Adam, the Lord Jesus, is the one who gives life. He became the life-giving spirit. The spirit goes back to its giver.
We speak
of the Lord Jesus.
In
the verse 47, it says this.
Bakolinse chisoke sura ya 15 olunyo lwana mu musanvu.
First Corinthians 15:47.
Omuntu owoluberebere yava mu nsi wataka. Omuntu owokubiri yava mu ggulu.
It's lacking.
The first man is of the earth.
Omuntu eyasoka yava mu nsi
made of the dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The one who came, Lord, we know he was in the world. One we called the second Adam. Speak Ecclesiastes 12:6 and 7.
And
the spirit goes back to its giver.
One
who gave it, where to give it to us and gave us. And who is that one?
No.
1 Corinthians 15:5 explains us.
Says
the first man Adam
became
a living soul, but the second Adam became life-giving spirit. The one who gives us from his fullness. That's why in the John 1:16, let's read, we hear
John 1:16. Kubanga kukujula kwe, fefe na kwe tuwa wewa. Nechisa mchifochechisa.
You've
heard well.
Kubujuvu.
From his fullness.
Fefe na kwe tuwa wewa.
All us were given.
Fena mguna
all in the heaven, in the earth, spirits in there.
Fena tuwa wewa kubujuvu
woyo. We are given from the fullness of the one God, the one. Whom we know as the Son. The Lord Jesus Christ. You can read Ecclesiastes 12:6 that the body goes to the dust where it came from. Spirit goes back to its giver. Who gave the spirit? The Father? The Spirit? Oh, God, the word is the Lord Jesus. Jesus, the one who gave them. But from where?
Said,
from his fullness we were given.
He's
the one who gave us. Now I think the journey of the human being and no creation in heaven and earth, it's a bit long. Even though in this world, in the valley, the shadow of death, but it came from far.
The
beginning is amazing.
Amazing
was gotten from the fullness of God. Him to never knew that. Did you know that? And how did you know?
No,
me too, I did know this.
Journey
of heaven which brought this. Bringing it, he says, the journey of the nation.
It becomes
the journey of the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
From
his fullness, all we were given.
You
may find the angels. Them, how are they?
And
you find four living creatures. Let's come from upwards. 24 elders. Say how they come to reach sit there.
If
you find four living creatures,
and
you say, my God, how did they come about?
You
find cherubims very tall, and you get amazed. How do they come to exist? Amazing of their creation. Thousands of angels. Go to the stars, thousands of them. The sun and the moon. You come on the planet Earth, made of four angels on its corners. How do they come to be in place? You come to see creations on the world, the human being, those who were and those who are, and those who are coming, till Christ will be back. Spirits come from where do they come from?
And
how do they come to exist?
To
animals which were, those which are, those which are coming, till Christ will be back.
They don't finish out. They get from where? How do they come to exist? And they all get questions. In the things world we gave up never questioning about them.
We
go to birds. Those which were before, ever since we what began. Those which are and those coming till Christ will be back. Their spirits, where they come from, how, and how were they created? You go to the ants, the insects, those which were those are and those coming.
And
the life and where they come from.
You
go to the fish. Those which were, those which are, and those which are coming.
And wonder,
life and their spirits. And when were they created?
Unless
you don't know where they begin from.
And you look
to the trees, the plants.
And
you see they were plants. They are there and they are going to come. All their spirits come from where?
Thus,
I've not spoken of it. But animals. Animals, we finish them. You ask yourself, life of the things began how?
The
Bible shows
that
their owner gathered them on the day of the wrath. What is this, brethren?
Although
all creation in heaven and earth,
they are
covered with different bodies, but their spirits,
they were
quoted from God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, right above the heavens, after beginning the God and the Father, as beginning and the end,
it
began with God the Word, the Lord Jesus,
together
with the Holy Spirit.
If
they agreed, they said,
let us
get creations from God, the Word is the one to give them.
One who
gave us from his fullness we were given. That's why we tell people, Jesus is Lord, you refuse. But let me tell you,
after
we discover you're given from his fullness, we know he is your Lord.
Even because
God the Father, Lord, and you've called the Son,
he
will tell you, if they gave you from the fullness of
his
word, you refuse to call him Lord, then you come to me and say, if you denied the Son, you've denied the Father. Yet see humanity on the world. Because we saw creations know that.
They
told you every tongue has to confess Jesus is Lord. Why? Everyone has to bow down. Because all we are gotten from him.
If you
don't bow to him, now who else? The one who gave you from his life. And you manifest it. You don't want to accept Jesus as Lord. Look to the brother Muslim.
He's
too shout, Jesus is not the Son of God.
You
don't want to call him Lord, you feel it's paining you.
He
tell you Satan is confusing you.
Because
it's your Lord from his fullness you were given. How dare you get confused? Grew in your mother's womb and they birthed you.
And appeared
time they tell you is your mother who birthed you. And you say, do not familiarize me. That is not my mother.
What
Bible speaks in Job.
We
are covered with flesh, bone, and skin.
But
we who are covered, our journey come far.
But
only us from 24 elders, four living creatures, the cherubim, angels, thousands of them, the stars, thousands, sun, and the moon. Creations of the world, plenty animals.
ebiwuka,
insects,
ebiyitirivu kamara,
plenty of them,
ebinyonyi
ebinji, birds which are numerous,
ebyenyanja,
fish,
ebimera biyitirivu,
plants, plenty of them.
All
their life was gotten from Jesus. That's why all have to confess his Lord.
No, look,
I would not confess that. Now, there is the day to confess it forceful. And you are in hell, you will confess it. It's no more helping you. But the word says, every tongue, it has to confess. Jesus is Lord. Everyone has to bow down to him.
Those
who believe peaceful only, they command every tongue.
If you fail to
confess in liberty,
if you confess it
possible, they said every tongue.
And
me too, I will beat them and I will burn them. And they know I am the Lord, I can strike. Others will understand in hell. And you no more can be saved. You know, the rich man was in hell, he said, Father, Abraham is just remembered.
You know,
the rich man on the world told him, Abraham,
he moved
in righteousness, he's in heaven, he said, talk away your stories. Abraham had what? How much?
But
that day things were upside down.
And
they turned against him.
So,
let's read in Job, as I've told you. Go to see 24 elders surrounding the throne of God.
And
you see four living creatures. And you see cherubim. You see
thousands
of angels in the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven.
And you see
thousands of stars, sun, and the moon.
And you
see creations on the world. And you see human beings. Thousands, tens of thousands of people.
Those
been on the world, those which are, and those coming. Animals, insects and birds. The fish. And the plants. All their spirits, their fullness.
They just
covered them different form of bodies. Let's read the Job 10 and the verse 6.
Yobu esula ya kumi olinyero mkaga.
Job 10 from verse 6.
No kubuza no buzo butalibu tukirivu wange. No no nyoko no naku wange. Olinyoro msambu. Ne wankuba dengo manyinga siri mubi. Sote walia inzo okuonya mukono guo. Olomu nana. Emikono jo jeja mumba jeja nkola. Wamwe ruine na ye onzikiriza. Olomu enda. Mkwega ilide. Jukiranga wa mumbange taka. Eronzi olinziza na temufufu. Olunyole kumi. Omubiri gwange wagutululanga amata.
Omubiri gwange.
My body.
Wagutululanga amata.
You poured it out like milk.
Omanyejiri omukazi.
You know the milk of the woman and of a man.
Gabanga amata.
It's like milk.
Na aga kuwasa na jamu obugumba gumba.
Makes it solid, gets bones from there.
It
gets the muscles in the flesh.
No,
and you stand up.
But
it's it means it's not the body. But he explains the saying.
Job 10
and the
verse 10. Wanyamba zediba no mubiri. Era wangata wamu na magumba nevinywa.
Wanyamba za.
You clothed
me. No mubiri.
Skin and flesh.
Era wangata wamu.
And you joined me together.
Nevinywa.
With snails.
Agati yagane umubiri guno kutubiku wako.
His body is just covered on us. But we are inside it.
Sifefe kamo vato.
Not only us in human beings.
Neba kerubi.
Even the cherubims.
Naba kadabi
mwaka. 24 elders. Four living creatures.
Neba kerubi.
In the cherubims.
Neba maraika na ubali nako umubiri
kuhunguru. Angels to have a body covered on them.
Naepo benyini abajibuwa kukatonda chigambo.
Gotten from God the word.
Wetumanyingo mwana.
Whom we know as the Son.
Kama wafu Yesu.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Yemeo ujiawu.
They are their spirits.
Andi jejide rio
go back to their giver. Those who are gotten from Jesus.
Yes, you have
praise been. Jesus. Now come human beings who have been those coming.
How many billions,
all of you. Look how you deny your Lord.
But let
anointing this time flow of double portion.
We see the spirit of the Lord.
Taking us above the heavens. Claims everything concerning you. Do not have an excuse. I did not understand him well. Time here well. You were gotten from him. It's been bare. As the Holy Spirit from the fullness of the word Father, he was given, but all us from the fullness of God, the word, the Lord Jesus Christ, all us were given from him. That's why one day the Lord Jesus dwell in this world, and he said, I am the true vine, all you are branches. And we said, Jesus, what are you speaking? Who dare you call a branch? Praise Jesus. We are what? And the Pharisee had this said, this Jesus. You tell us, can do nothing without me.
If not there, how are you to exist?
Jesus, if he disappears, which is impossible, we too, we don't dare appear again.
I'm the true vine.
My father is the gardener. All you are branches. We say what?
I don't know the level we stood by.
Understand them at the level we speak of now.
His branches,
not only human beings.
Yet there are 24 elders.
Chief branches, 24. And follows the four living creatures and the cherubims. And branches begin to branch off. Branch of angels. Branch of human beings. Branch of animals. Branch of
birds.
Branch of insects. Branch of fish. Branch of plants. They come from him.
When
you look to the lampstand, the base downward is the bigger one. It shows the Father. The second base shows it's a bit smaller. It shows the word, the Lord Jesus.
It
was meant to be equal to the Father. Because we were cut from him.
Base two of the lampstand.
It shows it's a bit smaller.
It was able
to be equal to the bigger base down. But that bigger portion, we are all cut from him. You dare say Jesus is no more Lord?
The Muslims you say
he's not the son of God.
Now
that level you are on, it's very small level. Now we speak on the Lord God, the word, the Son, the Lord Jesus, and him, from his fullness we are given things in heavens and earth. And we are gotten from above the heavens, and we are gotten from him.
Now,
if the other angers you, we have another bigger one.
The
others don't believe that. like the Jehovah's. He's just a mere son. Realized, I tell you, John 15, let's read it.
John 15
from verse
1
and to 5.
Yokane sura ya 15 linyolisoka.
John 15 from verse 1.
Nze muzabibu ogwa mazima ne kitange ye mulimi olunyolo okubiri buli tabye liri munze litabala bibala alijjawo na buli alibala ebibala alirongosa lyeyongerenga okubala. Olunyolo okusatu mwe kakano mumaze okuba abalongofu olw'ekigambo kyembagambye.
The word
he had told us was very big. That I am the true vine. My father is the gardener. And you two are branches.
It's
a very big word, very far. It's from above the heavens. That's why it reaches in verse 3. We are clean by the word he told us.
Yokane sura ya 15 olunyolo okusatu.
John 15 verse 3.
Mwekakano mumaze okuba abalongofu olw'ekigambo kyembagambye. Olunyolo okuna. Mubere mu nze nange mumwe. Ng'ettabi bwe litayinza kubala bibala byalyo lyokka. Bwe litabeera mu muzabbibu. Bwe kityo nammwe temuyinza bwe mutabeera mu nze. Olunyolo okutaano. Nze muzabbibu mwe matabi. Abeera mu nze. Nange muye oyabala ebibala bingi kubanga watali nze temuliiko kye muyinza kukola.
And what can we do?
Tuli matabi agajjibwa
muye. We are branches gotten from him. As I've told you.
Tusoka na matabi abiri mwana.
We first have 24 branches.
Bibaka David mwana.
There are 24 elders.
Bibaka David mwana bavamu.
Out of 24 elders come. Four other branches, four living creatures.
That
living creature is the one which
makes the
altar and that of heavens. Those who have ever seen that agenda, I think I've not shown it to you here. Show that process. We have it, the image we shall release it.
The wave
of branches from Christ. After other branches sprout out, the angels, the human beings, the stars, the animals, the insects, the fish, the plants, all are still branches in him. And he says, without him we can do nothing. Now before we start the song, without you, Holy Spirit, I feel I cannot. We are going to do this. Without you, Jesus, I feel I cannot.
It's,
without the Spirit, we can do nothing.
But
without Jesus, what can we do? Scripture has been read many years. John 1 verse 1 into
4.
No one can explain it.
What?
We did not understand it. Stop from realizing this apostle. You're going to see it in the light. Let's read.
John 1, 1,
John chapter 1 verse 1 of 4.
Yokana esule soko nyori soka.
John chapter 1 verse 1.
Kulubelebele wali wo chigambo. Chigambo naba wali katonda. Chigambo naba katonda.
Omanyi tu kulubelebele wali.
You know, the beginning was the word.
Chigambo
ngade wali katonda. And the word is with God.
Chigambo ngade katonda.
And the word is God.
Omanyi we bali batani kati kwali konti ono
chitabu. Began, there was nothing like this, the Father. No. Father began was not called the Father. He was called God. Things of coming the Father, we're going to see how they become.
After
he manifested, they told him he'd be the Father.
In,
children have no father. I've taken the responsibility. The beginning was the Word. The Word is with God. And the Word is God.
Understood
the beginning is God. The beginning
is the Father.
God the Father Himself. And there is the Word. The Word is with God.
And
that is the beginning we've read.
And
the Word too is God. Now the next verse, it says like this. It has much meaning in our coming to exist. Spirits of all creation in heaven and earth, the
Word
began to exist, gotten from God the Word above the heavens. Let's read we here. John chapter 1 verse 2.
Oyo yaliwo kulubereberi awali Katonda. Olunyolo kusatu. Ebintu byonna byakolebwa kuboyo. Era watali ye tewakolebwa kintu na kimu ekyakolebwa.
Omanye ebintu ebyakolebwa n'ebyatondebwa
byawo. Those created.
Oluwe byakolebwa.
Those which were made.
Watali ye tewali
kye bakola. Without him nothing was made. What and what? Now you see,
told
us without him we can do nothing. Come in the John 15, most the verse 5. Without him we can do nothing.
In
the John chapter 1 verse 2 and 3, he was there in the beginning where God, nothing which was made, where he was not. We did not manifest. We are not there when he wasn't there. No spirit made. You know, we were there before heaven and earth were created. Is he not that?
He would
not exist when he is not there.
Now,
those who read that scripture say,
the
thing with heaven and earth.
But
remember, everything and earth to be there, we were there already in place.
It
didn't appear is there.
No
spirit was going to be made. Fullness we are keeping. Then without him, where would we have come from?
So what are you
now without nothing was made. There we speak of level above the heavens. The level you've been reading in it.
In this
theme, heaven and earth, we are not made.
Yet,
first level shows
that
if we did not manifest, we too had not been there. If from his fullness we were given,
then we
wouldn't have been able to exist if he wasn't there. The verse 4 say,
you
can understand it most next Tuesday. But let's lighten in it.
John 1:4. Obulamu bwali mu ye. Obulamu nebo musana
gw'abantu.
That scripture shows from his life he gave us. Life became the light of man.
Kati omoyo gwo.
Now you have a spirit.
It's
like a precious stone and shines.
It's to
be that you can look and see outwards. Because your spirit is like that. Life is what he made our spirit. We are gotten from his life. Maybe you've not gone back. We enter Isaiah the other day. Speak is the rock from which we are gotten.
We
our spirits appear like precious stones. They are shining.
Because
you are the one who is a sinner. Your spirit is dirty. It's black. It's like
that.
The spirit of a sinner, how it appears. It holds darkness.
And
me, a human being, I want to understand that a sinner. enough. I said, Lord, show them their spirit I see. And that they show you to me. My God, you don't shine. And you hold darkness around yourself. And I know sin consume you from the blood to your spirit. And you are beyond. That's why Satan,
he holds power of the
spirit which was shining.
It
came of darkness. That's why they said the priest of the power of darkness.
We
shall speak of that, you shall see it.
Now,
when God saw sin, he was surprised how he saw it.
The
spirit created them shining. As he looked at them again,
yes,
he was beginning to get blackish. He said, they're about to sin. Let me just one of what we've gotten above the heavens. Praise Jesus. No life was in him. Life became light of men. Don't you see, you look outside to see? Is it not that? But that which sees, you, your spirit yourself.
Because you seek
for light to tap outside to see, for your spirit is light.
According
to Proverbs 20:27, it says, spirit of man, God uses it as a lamp. And it searches the inner body parts. Even your spirit, you've never known it. Do you know even yourself? If you don't know where you came from, can you get to realize
yourself?
But we thank God for that. We thank God for that.
Because and no more
going to get lost, get from God.
Know
how he made us exist. It is very hard to give up on him. Most concerning our spirits,
the way,
like, and how they're gotten from Christ, we shall look at them on Tuesday. But in all, Bible speaks in Colossians 1. Colossians chapter 1. Let's come from verse 15.
Colossians 1 verse 15.
Colossians 1 verse 15.
Oyo kye kifaananyi kya Katonda atalabika. Omberebere w'ebitonde byonna.
Omanyi mukama waffe Yesu.
You know the Lord Jesus.
Ayitibwa nnyo omberebere
w'ebitonde byonna. He's called the firstborn of all creations.
Na ye.
But. Why is he called the firstborn? People don't know that. The first to come from the Father.
And
we are gotten from him. Father, as we showed, began the word is in him. And the word was gotten out of him, he manifested. But in manifesting, the portion of the Father and the other from the word, they manifested the Spirit. From then they say, the word is the firstborn of all creations. Out of him came other creations. That too you had not gotten it. You have read it in your life.
Christ, the firstborn
of all creations. But you know what it means? Let's come to real truth. Give me
to my
that thing you thought. Why Christ called the firstborn of creations? How did you think of it? Evangelist
sooner.
How did you think of that thing?
And
following someone asks you, why Jesus is the firstborn of all creations.
Okay,
let's move on.
First Corinthians 1:15. muguru ne kunsi.
Owulira nti ye mubiribiri w'obutonde
bwonna. That is the first born of all creations.
Moyo.
In him. All things were created. Now the Father. When he was releasing Christ from himself, you released him, we are inside him.
Those
who will be there have put them in you.
And they have
gotten from you to manifest. That word, in him, all things we are created. It's a big word. As he came from the Father, the Father says we are in him.
Agree
on creations to come from who? They are in him, the word. In the word.
Colossians 1:16. Kubanga moyo ebintu byonna mwe byatonderwa ebiri mu ggulu n'ebiri ku nsi ebirabika n'ebitalabika oba ntebe za bwakabaka oba bwami oba kufuga oba bamasaza ebintu byonna byatondebwa ye era ne ku lulwe.
Ebintu byonna,
all things,
byatondebwa mu ye,
were created in him,
era ku lulwe bibiye
for him.
You know,
all creation in the heavens and the earth,
we're
above the heavens, when we are there as children of God, and we are God.
As
in the first topics we heard, we
are
gotten from him, and we are his. That is where you see, when we reached, we had sinned. Himself was the one to look for us, for we are his life. We are part of his life. And to lose us, he feels in the way of pain. Though he gave us freedom, separated us from his life,
and officiated
us as independent spirits.
Yes, he was way.
Praise Jesus.
Somesa Peter, imanya gangi.
Teacher Peter.
Njaga ku mbadensa wako kutegezewa mkuwano.
I'm requesting to be enlightened here.
No kuongelea kumanya.
And to get more knowledge.
Katonda yenyini nyini kutuava.
God himself, out of whom we came from.
Kati ndabye mbadenga chabanga yalimwe chizikiza yeke nyini.
As if I saw in him he held darkness. Because we came from him. We came from Christ. And Christ created all creations. And I saw the darkness of sin. It was in God from the beginning.
And
many people have a mindset. For they have the way they see things like that.
We had,
life was in him, became light of men. Our spirits were not created holding darkness. But let me give you an example. You birth your child, you are not a thief, and the child begins to steal. Did you hold a mentality of stealing as a person?
Bible
explains in the James 1, it says, sin, how does it come in someone? Comes by the evil desirings. And what is called sin? Wanting to become God. God already is God.
He cannot
hold sin to become God. Sin we committed in the garden, wanted to eat of the tree to become gods. And we are like God. The sin you speak of
Adam,
Adam,
sin of
Adam.
That's
your sin, Adam, wanting to be
God.
Not begun on God to want to be God, for he was already God.
And darkness is it's the sin. And the sin is wanting to be God. For we are not God. As all creations.
But this now
I had not finished yet. Okay.
Kakati,
now I will live there. We go to hell.
We see
if we see those to be tormented in hell.
And it's
to be the body of Christ to be tormented again. For we came from him. And those to enter hell, they will be punishing to maintain the body of Christ. I request light. Light is like this. You know, if you're caning your child, you inflict pain in your heart, but not your body. Another.
Yes,
nothing will inflict pain in his heart. After coming to be beaten, beatings they would have beaten us. No more feels pain over one getting destroyed. After passing, the pain would have passed through. If they had beaten you and they had not died for you.
Omanyi waliwo omwana banabana
from prison back, you reach a time, said that child I delete them from my heart. You get them from your heart.
Era naye atugama ngenda bajja mukamwa kaanga si kyayagala
kumanya. My mouth and no one want to know.
Mubuguma te mubuguma munyoka te munyoka.
Neither hot nor cold. Tacha
arumwa.
It no more feels pain.
Echo kulala.
The other.
Yatunyende muyokana 15.
Then the John 15.
Eita balaba balite makona tadabu
adoliwulira. Cut off never feels you again.
Ne bali sura munyenye ngatacha arumwa baba bakutemyedde ko dalu kubulamu bwa Katonda.
From the life of God.
Era Bible yagamba ngaba awulibwa kubulamu bwa Katonda.
Separated from the life of God.
You will
not waste time feel pain.
You
would have felt pain if you didn't give up himself and was beaten for your sake.
They beat him and cut him into two
of Jesus in hell.
He
knew how it was.
Now
he passed that it finished and he overcame it.
No more pain.
Overcame death and hell.
He overcame,
God may beat you, he doesn't feel pain on that. You know, he feared that much. How they beat those who came from him and he's sick. He said, let me pass through it. I overcome it.
If you want
to snatch the
they
are no more in your heart, you don't feel pain of them.
Let's put them
on two hanging. He said, let me be the one to condemn them. Do not claim that
you go to
Christ, will feel pain over you.
First, all pain
overcame it.
And
say fear not, for I have overcame the cross. He moved to hell. He
came
to
say, I have overcome
death and hell have finished all. Overcoming wasn't to box. It was to
bear
all the pain pass through it. Now today though you fall there, he first looks at you.
Yes.
Jesus, have mercy, save me.
First,
even on you never feeling pain. And I heard people in the world, they say, and they just went to hell and began to shed tears for those there and is crying for them. Who lies to you? Jesus overcame those in no more cries.
The
things to you overcome, and before you met, you
have met,
you got strong, overcame them, though now they come.
That
Jesus finished it.
Oh,
those people.
Spirits like of the fallen angels. We say we'll judge them with all mercy.
Now,
the question has been asked to profit all of us.
But
most will say it.
Jesus
is going to inflict pain.
In
John 15, they say,
if
don't bear fruits, you cut off,
they
throw you out, you dry, you put in the lake of fire, you dry up in hell.
The lake of fire,
you thrown in that branch. Let me give you an example. If you cook with firewood, the tree you got it from, it does not release smoke as it. It doesn't get burnt. Okay. You've gotten of a dry firewood, gotten it where there's a tree, go put into the, you go see whether the branch, whether it's also smoke, releasing smoke, and it's getting burnt because its branch is in the fire. And what's amazing, if it's right, it breaks off itself from the tree. And it is sealed afresh where the branches come. And you may think it's never been on that tree.
So the
Holy Spirit says in Psalms 90,
you
take them as drenched in hell for destruction.
You
become flooding water, you have no meaning. Drainage water, they cook with it or what? Maybe you make bricks with it. Still, it's dirty themselves.
Let's
finish Colossians. Colossians 1:17.
Na ye ye woluberebere mbyonna. Era ebintu byonna bibeerawo mu ye.
The
firstborn in all. We were there.
Yet
it was the first there. All creation in heaven and earth will go ten from him. Colossians 1:18.
Oyo lwerubereberye omberebere wombafu. Yali okaberengo olubereberye mbyonna. Olunyolwe 19. Kubanga kitaffe yasiima okutuukirira kwonna okubeeranga mu ye.
For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell.
Nti kyasanyusa kitaffe nti mu ye obujjuvu bwonna bubeere mu ye.
Bwali mu ye era ku bujjuvu bwe
bwakola. We were in him and from his fullness we were given.
Okusinziira ku John 1:16.
God the Word
as
manifest from the Father, who counted that all we are in him, and we are gotten out, and we manifested. But in our manifestation, we were many years above the heavens, till the created heavens and the earth, after foreseeing sea. That's why it is said, heavens and earth, heavens which are today and the earth, they make up the body of Christ. For all creations, making heaven as an earth, those which are those earth, they are gotten from him. Praise the Lord. I'm named Teacher Godfrey. We've seen that from everlasting. The Word, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, they began as the three. As they come to above the heavens, above the heavens as the beginning and the end. My first question. When the Word manifested, since he appeared with the smaller body of the Father, all creations we are gotten from him. Our manifesting, was it in the everlasting? Or when we came in above the heavens? our manifesting is right in the above the heavens. That's why the Heaven has said, we see the way all creation in heaven and earth, we are gotten from God to the world, whom we know as the Son. After beginning with God the Father and God the Spirit above the heavens, and not in the everlasting.
And
manifested there,
above heavens,
gotten from the everlasting.
In
the everlasting, they were all in one. You cannot differentiate as the Father and the Spirit. They were all in the Father.
But
in above, they began to manifest. When you go back there, Father is very tall and high.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But Christ, he shows his throne and shows the Father, even
his
sitting in the manifestation. Physically, his fullness was reduced. Not be like the heavens and the earth you see. No.
Our
manifestation began above heaven, and not in everlasting. Our manifestation in Christ, we manifested in above heaven.
So
right there is when Christ manifests from the Father. Maybe to finish the other question. We see before above the heavens began. And there is no beginning and there is no end.
Kati above heavens, now
and above the heavens, the three each speak at the beginning and the end. And we see it has the beginning. Is it going to have the end that we all go to everlasting? What we call above heavens is the new heaven and new earth. That's what you hear at the beginning and the end. You move them, you begin, you sit there, and you move, it's unending.
And
disappear, you find yourself in everlasting. You see heaven, you've entered it.
Or new heaven.
Or third new heaven. And you're in it, you see it.
No,
and you move in it. For it began. But you think it ends where?
Don't know where it
ends, you find yourself in everlasting.
That's
why that heaven,
what
we call above the heavens, we asked, what is there? They showed this new heaven and new earth, that an ending.
Themselves
make the beginning and the end. It's God. You give up needs and you find you are in everlasting. You can't say heaven ended. But you just find they tell you, you are in everlasting. You are in me everlasting. You're going to end where? Come again. And you move swift. Reach a time like I told you. You pass in the whole phases. You say, where am I going? Can't reach that end when you say it ending. That's why
they want ending
second new unending heaven. They don't end you moving the heavens. It's not like this hours.
This heavens,
you have to get out, go to above. There you move, you head nowhere else. That I'm going, heaven is finishing. You find to tell you an everlasting.
It
didn't see how you moved out of the heaven. We hope you've understood that.
So,
now our beginning, all creation in heaven and earth, we are gotten from God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. After beginning, after the beginning, God the Father, after the beginning with God the Father and the Holy Spirit above the heavens.
So
some of what we've gotten, come back to see our spirits. from Christ and how they look like. And the bodies were given us above the heavens.
May
God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you.